from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Thursday. 20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone. Wendy going to join us in studio at 11:40 as she always does. We've been looking forward to this all day, though. Always fun to welcome the Hall of Famer to the program. Joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, former Brave John Smoltz, now of MLB Network and Fox Sports. John, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks.
Good to speak with you. We always appreciate the time. And, man, there's so much to talk about today, so we'll just jump right into it. Obviously, we're spending a lot of time here figuring out what the Braves are doing in their offseason. Found out Josh Donaldson not going to be back last week. Marcell Ozuna brought in earlier this week. What do you make of the decision not to bring Josh Donaldson back to Atlanta?
Well, you know, it's one of those scenarios where the Braves have the luxury of, you know, in our game, first and foremost, we fall in love and out of love in players really fast, right?
Yes.
I mean, the youngster that comes up and sets Riley, sets the world on fire. I mean, I'm talking nationally, not just locally. I'm nationally. This is the way baseball, and it's unfortunate because when we were all being brought into the game, if that were the case, you'd never hear our names. We stunk when we got called up. So the adjustment period isn't quite fair enough for a lot of these guys. I just never felt the Braves were going to go the years that Josh Donaldson wanted. And for that, I think that's fine. You know, they say in this game today, there's no such thing as a bad one-year deal. So the game has kind of shifted to the superstars and young players getting these mega contracts to now everybody in between just kind of having to reinvent themselves and reprove themselves via a one-year type contract or incentive-related. So I think the Braves have done a great job on this offseason. They got ahead of the market. They went and got who they wanted early. They didn't wait. They didn't sit around. And, you know, from the standpoint of their roster now, I just don't see how they can't be one of the favorites in the National League, which is already loaded, and everybody's trying to gear up for what's going to be a great battle throughout the year, and I don't think anybody runs away with it.
And John, I'm glad you said that, because that was going to be my question. What is the hump for the Braves? Because, I mean, like you said, they got the talent. We think they have the best bullpen in baseball, or one of the best. I mean, they got young starters as far as pitching. What is that hump for this squad?
Well, the biggest thing is they've now put and surrounded these young talented players with guys who can add that extra that's not measurable experience and really help redefine whether it's Max Fried or Newcombs, the future of the Braves needed to have some guys around it that could show them the way. And, you know, I get it. The guys are more talented than they've ever been. But if you don't have the full circle of your roster, it's very hard to just win young. We haven't seen a team do it in I don't know how long. It's been a good balance. The teams that win it all have a good blend. And I think that the division will be won based on who has the best bullpen. Not because that's the trend that everyone's doing, but if you can utilize your pen and not expose it throughout the year, meaning your starters carry their freight and do what they're supposed to do, the Braves have shored up every potential weakness that they've had, in one short offseason. And now it's time to find out which guys are going to be part of the future and going to stick. And I think you still have to let guys struggle a little bit so that they don't just keep being bounced around and expect a guy to get called up and be lights out the rest of the year. So I really like what they've done. I think the Nationals are right there as well. They lost their great third baseman, but they haven't really lost much other than that. And they've added to the bullpen, which was their Achilles heel. You know, they were the second worst bullpen in baseball.
Mm-hmm. How good is the Braves bullpen? Now, I mean, I guess we don't know till we actually see them on the field next season, but just from a names that have brought in standpoint and guys that fill roles standpoint, how good do you expect this bullpen to be?
I think they're going to be really good because when you start moving down some dynamic arms that are going to pitch earlier in the game than later, you take the pressure off of a Jackson, you take the pressure off of guys that, you know, were kind of thrust into a role that they just were trying to find somebody. This is now going to be, there may not be perfect, but they're not going to be unnerved. It's not like these guys that they brought in had just very small sample sizes of success. It's been their career. And I don't care what anyone tells me when a number comes out of a computer. You got to know the heartbeat, and you got to know that the confidence of that guy when he's blown a save is not going to deter him from going right back out there in the same situation, because no one's going to be perfect. And that's the one missing piece that you can't spit out of a computer. You can tell everything about a player numerically, but you can't tell the insides and the mental capacity that they have. And I think this thought and this notion that anybody can do any role is going so far overboard that they're starting to recognize that that is not an accurate statement.
John, there's so many young pitchers on the in this Braves, you know, in the organization as far as in Gwinnett and now down here in Atlanta. And you talk about Mike Soroka and Max Fried, those two young guys. Two of the guys that we weren't really talking a lot about last year, but you saw how they evolved this year. What needs to be the key for them this year going into the offseason after such a successful year last year?
I think they, you know, hopefully they've been given some information to and their own identity check to figure out, okay, this is what I did well. This is what I need to improve on. This is how I felt in August. This is what I need to do to alter, you know, to make sure it's a full campaign. There's a lot of things and checks and balances that us as players did every offseason. You know, there's a time where a player feels like he's checked in. And when I say checked in, they feel like they belong. Not every player who plays in the big leagues feels like they belong until they can have a breakthrough, until they can have that 1 year, and then they work on the consistency of that breakthrough. And, you know, I'm thinking of guys, you know, even Max Fried's ceiling is so big, but just Cole Hamels being around him is going to be huge. I'm a little bit concerned and hopeful that Kyle Wright is able to find his identity again, because, you know, this is one of the most talented pitchers and has so many weapons, but then you lose it when you get to a level like this, when you don't have instant success like you may have had in college. So the Braves have an opportunity now with this roster to not only win the division, not only possibly get to the World Series, but make that major move in season if something happens and part ways with one of those potential great prospects. It's just not possible to have every prospect play for your club. And I think that's the one thing that clubs have held on to draft picks and prospects to the degree that they think, okay, if we've got more, that gives us the benefit of being able to shuffle the deck a little bit. Braves are in that nice position right now.
Joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Hall of Famer John Smoltz on the WadeFord.com hotline. Talking to Braves. We'll get into some other baseball conversations as well. I did want to ask you about Felix Hernandez, though. Do you have any optimism that, I know it's a low-risk deal, but is there any optimism that he has a chance of helping the Braves this season in some way?
I think so. When you get a guy that has lost his stuff, meaning, you know, the 96 is gone, but he knows how to pitch. There's still a place, believe it or not, for guys who know how to pitch, who can eat up some innings here or there. You're looking at a matrix now of a season that looks at 1,500 innings, and how do we share those innings, because we're not giving the load of those innings to 20% of our staff or half of our staff, right? The starters used to eat up 1,000 innings on bare minimum. That's not the number anymore. And somebody's decided that that's the new norm and that's how we're going to put this together. And so you got to have pieces that can at certain times during the year eat up those innings. So Felix Hernandez is a guy that has the know-how. He has the ability to adjust with his new toolbox, if you will. Everybody, see, what I don't like in this game is no one goes back and says they were wrong. I remember when CeCe Sabathia lost his stuff and everybody said he's done. I was a man on an island saying, no, he's not. Give him a time to learn his new knee and learn his craft. He's going to be serviceable, and he's going to be one of your big game pitchers. You watch. We are too quick to just write off and not give people the opportunity to learn their new craft, because that was what it used to be. Remember, I mean, guys never topped out at 98, 99 before. So having said that, we're not going to see many of these scenarios. I mean, shoot, Bartolo Colon's still out there trying to pitch for somebody. And so that's all you need to know about pitching. Pitching is rich with talent, but it has not been birthed with a lot of pitchers. We don't have that philosophy anymore to pitch. We have the philosophy to throw and throw and throw as hard as you can and dominate the strike zone. Don't worry which side of the plate you're good at. So that's the adjustment that everyone's having to make to this style of game, where we're asking these players really not to do something they're great at, meaning find what you're better at one side of the plate. Just give me what you got for as long as you have, and then I'll bring in the next guy.
And with that being said, you talk about Felix Hernandez, you talk about Hamels and all these guys. Bringing those type of guys, especially this latest one in Hernandez, is that a negative sign towards a Kyle Wright and those type of young boys, that they don't have confidence in them to maybe they can be the fifth starter?
No, it's really not. It's more or less, again, and I call it, you know, I call it the microwave era. If you stick food in and you don't leave it in there for 2 minutes and you take it out and you try to eat it, well, then you're risking that food not being ready. And that's really what we've done in this day and age. We're risking the guys not being ready, but hoping they can eat up 50 to 60 innings, and you don't know what that does to their psyche. So guys are less prepared to be ready to be big leaguers, but their arms are big league ready, meaning their stuff is okay and dominant at times. So this just gives the Kyle Wright more opportunity to either learn or refine and get to what he's trying to accomplish. And I think that's a good thing, rather than why isn't these youngsters dominating right away? Why isn't Max Fried throwing two no-hitters? You know, the expectation level is so high that we don't really equip them in today's world. It's like next man up. You can't do it, we got another arm down there. He can't do it, we got another arm. And those arms are yet to be developed into a pitcher, and if you could ever find the pitcher with the stuff, you got a guy that is going to win a ton of games for you for a long time.
Hey, John, do you feel like baseball has handled the Astros and the entire scandal surrounding what they've done the correct way, and what happens from here?
Yeah, I think, if I'm putting myself in their situations, the one thing that you can't have as Major League Baseball goes into this season, you can't have any more speculations or worries that things aren't authentic on the field. So if you're a team and an organization and an executive on that in that organization, and you want to keep rolling the risk of trying to gain an edge, there's a high likelihood you may not get a job in the game again. So the punishment was one that's supposed to deter anybody from now on trying to gain that unfair advantage. And the layers of this have obviously got really deep, and it got very concerning that these are not going to look well. The Astros, it's going to take a while to shed this. Hopefully they're good enough, and they are good enough to win on a championship without any kind of speculation surrounding them. But I think baseball is realizing this has been going on for a while, maybe not to this degree, but there are many teams that have tried to do this. The technology we brought in the game has got us in this problem. It really has. I mean, when you think about what technology has become, the enticement to do things to gain yourself an edge is not immune to any other walk of life. Every single walk of life, percentage-wise, in every industry is going to try something that has no integrity behind it whatsoever, but it has a gain behind it. And so what I think the commissioner's office had to do is say, look, we can't. I'm sorry, it's this. This club got caught, but we can't have this go on, and we're going to stop people who are currently doing this, stop them in their tracks, and let's get back to the authenticity of baseball. And I think what the irony is for me is that if you thought 15 years ago like I thought, I didn't think we would be talking about failed drug tests 15 years later, and we still are. So that punishment hasn't deterred people from the risk-reward of gaining what they want to do. And so couple that with this. with on the field still does not have the authenticity that you would want. You can't have this carry on forward and be part of baseball so that you're sitting in the stands wondering, or you don't know how good or how legit that player really is. And that is never a good thing for sports or business or what have you.
All right, and before we let you go, John, we got to talk to you about the back-to-back champion, the Diamonds Resort Tournament of Champions. We saw a video this morning of this putter thing, and we're trying to figure out how legal it was. That was that, like, you know, how can we get a hold of that?
Because yeah,
where'd you get a putter like that? Because we're avid golfers too.
Yeah, so this has changed my life. It's called the Bloodline Putter.
Okay,
I got it a couple years ago, and it has caused tremendous people. It's completely legal. There's a lot of people complaining like little babies. All they got to do is go buy it if they want the same advantage. But once they change the rule of the caddy not being able to line you up, mm-hmm. this is awesome. I mean, I have a hard time seeing my line when I'm standing over the ball. Now I can back away from the ball, see where the putter's aimed, and then worry about nothing but speed. And so this has been... it's been life-changing for me on the golf course, and I can take all the ribbing that it comes with it, because at the end of the day, if I putt better, that's good for me.
Yeah, they can say what they want. You got the trophy 2 years in a row.
That's right.
What did you say, Bloodline?
It's called the Bloodline, yeah, right. Bloodline.com. I got it 2 years ago, and I have been loving it ever since. And even to the degree that it stands up by itself, if it were to fall over and hit the ball, everyone goes, oh, that's a penalty. Not anymore. Not
Man,
anymore.
That's
There's
true.
No intended shot.
So you've addressed
I got all the rules down. And in our players' meeting before the tournament in the Diamond Resorts, a couple of the guys thought it'd be funny to bring up that my putter's illegal. And those guys finished second.
There you go.
Hey, John, we appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, John.
Great stuff.
Take care, man.
My pleasure, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.